We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest host this morning, Chris Kalen from South Carolina.
Good morning.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking 800-585-1051. How long until you can post your booyah bae on social media? All right, that is the question. And Chris, you said we checked your social media. We don't see no pictures of no boo, no baby, nothing.
No, you will not. Only thing you're going to see is my man and my dog. Not my man, my daddy and my dog.
Your daddy and your dog. Jesus Christ. All right, so we're asking how long until you can post your bae or your boo?
Listen, I am dating for a year. I realize you don't know somebody until you date them for a full year. Mm-hmm. And then after that, but honestly, like, I'm not supposed to know man until you propose to me. Then I know it's
proposal.
Real. Yes.
That could take 3 years.
Well, we'll wait 3 years until he shows up.
Jesus Christ.
I actually think you should go a step farther and say not even proposal. Maybe you might propose when he proposes to you, but the marriage.
Even with Issa Rae, she popped up and she still didn't confirm. She was like, me and my friends showed up, wore a white dress. All my friends had on the same bridesmaid's dress. Like, she never confirmed. She just posted that she was married. That's we real. Still don't know who her man is.
That's real.
So, I want to be like Issa.
So, what? So let's say you've been dating this guy for 2-3 years. Y'all go on vacation. And just, you going to crop him out?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I don't see a problem with that, though, because when things don't work out, you know what I'm saying? Now you feel like you got egg on your face because you done blew this man up and got this man all over your
literally. And at this point, I mean, let's be real. I feel like if you're a public figure and you're doing things like that, like, you just don't want to give someone that much clout off of you. Mm-hmm. And that may sound really bad and really shady, but it's just kind of like where I'm at right now. If I'm dating someone, like, one, I feel like you should have more going on than me. So that's the first thing. But it's just kind of like, okay, if I post you, whatever business you have going on, like, I've had a thing of talking to guys and they'll be like, oh, well, my business is this. Could you share it for me?
Ooh,
I don't like that.
You
so
feel like they're using you.
Yeah, like, yeah. Don't use me for my followers and, like, the access I have.
But if you do post that gentleman, you could also find out information that you might not know.
That's true. And yeah. That's it's a
you
double.
Know what I mean?
That man family pop up.
Right.
His wife be like, oh, really?
Man, it's a lot of married men who are real friendly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. We got Mary on the line. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mary. Now, how long till you post your Booyah Bae?
I don't believe that he should be posted unless he's my husband.
Come on, Mary.
Listen, go a step further. If I start dating someone who's on my social media, they're coming off.
If you start dating somebody who does what?
If they're already on my social media, if they were already friends and we start dating,
she's taking them off.
They're now off of my social media.
Oh, you're going to unfollow them?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And that's on Mary had a little lamp.
I can't control social media. I can't control nobody else's comments on my posts. I can't control nothing else. And sometimes you might post memes and stuff, and then it'll be like, oh, that's how you feel? I'm like, no.
Right.
I liked it. Like, I don't need to be getting phone calls about what I posted. They thinking I'm making subliminals against them.
That's
like,
facts.
I just can't deal with it. So.
Okay.
A hit dog will holler, boy.
Yes, they
you
will.
Know what that mean about you.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, good morning. How long until you can post your Booyah Bae on social?
I'll say 6 months, but also I say die until you marry. Nah. Just in case.
Now you got to make come on now.
Yeah,
you got to make up your mind.
That's a gap. 6 months to marry?
Yes,
exactly. Listen, just in case, if it don't work out, and then you like, oh, isn't that your man over there with that girl in the bar? You know, just to avoid public embarrassment.
Okay.
But, yeah, like Cardi B said, don't post them until you got a ring on the finger.
Post them, Cardi. Okay.
I agree.
Hello, who's this?
Tashika.
Hey, Tashika.
Hey, I'm with her. If I don't have a ring, you ain't going on the gram. That happened.
Oh, you quoting Cardi, too?
I definitely am. Because it's true. We're not, until we're married, I'm still single.
Okay.
That's a great way to look at it, man.
What's that?
Because I feel like until a person makes a commitment to you, you shouldn't make a commitment to them.
Absolutely not. And I just feel like now with social media, it's just kind of like that is a thing. It's just kind of like permanent. Granted, you can delete it, but it's just kind of like, you know, when someone posts like, oh, you did the pop out, or what they call it, the reveal, the grand reveal of your boo. And I'm just like, yeah, no.
But you know, you also live life and there's so many things and experiences that you take in, right, that you want to post on social media, whether you're traveling or you're enjoying something. And a lot of times that might be with your boo or your bae.
And guess what? He can take my picture with I bows. And I'll even do you one better. You know when the Instagram, when you like reach in the hand, I will let his hand be in the picture.
Damn it, man.
Because it's just kind of like, okay, see, this man is treating me well, taking me out. Just as a woman, like, they're going to click on that man's page and be like, ooh, he fine. Let me like his pictures. Let me go in his DMs. And women are just like that. So you cannot have what I have. If you want to, I will punch you in the back of your head.
And Chris said something that was true too, man.
What?
You don't know what these men actually want for you. If I was a woman, I would be leery of any man who constantly want to be up in the pictures.
You close.
Right.
Why you want to pop up in all these pictures all the time? Why you want to just put your head in, you know, when I'm posting my selfies? Why you want me to tag you?
Right.
But this is my thing. All right. Let's say you never been to Dubai. I take you to Dubai. I say, and I take you to Dubai, right? We on a beach in Dubai, or we at the mall and we skiing, or we shopping. You can't even say thank you, daddy, and post a picture of me.
No.
I'll thank you in the caption, but no, you hand, feet, that's it, envy.
That's right. And most of these women ain't gonna post these old white men that be taking them places like Dubai anyway. Y'all ashamed of them old sugar daddies, them old Caucasian sugar daddies y'all got.
800-585-1051. How long into dating someone before you post them on social media? Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Daddy calling my phone.
Tell her, man. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, Chris Kalen is joining us. She's from South Carolina. She's our guest co-host. And we're asking, how long until you can post somebody on social media? So your boo, your bae, that is the question. Chris Kalen said, she ain't posting y'all until she get a ring.
Exactly. Only man you will see on my page right now, if y'all go, is my daddy and my dog.
Charlamagne, are you posting your daddy and your dog?
No. No. I don't do that now and I'm married. You
that's,
know what I'm saying?
That's
like
true.
I'm just right. I don't showcase my family in that way.
And things that you love and you want to keep close to you.
That's right.
Because people evil, man.
That's right.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what up? This your boy Dingo. What's going on, Breakfast Club?
What up, Dingo?
Dingo,
what
what's man? Up?
Hey, how you doing? Wait, I'm sorry. Who's the guest host today?
Chris Kalen from Charleston, South Carolina. With T-Boo.
Chris Ayla, how you doing? You have a real lovely voice. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
That's that Geechee energy. You're going to respect that Geechee, Dingo.
That's what I'm talking about. I like it. Okay, I'm going to have to go down to the South real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Follow me on Instagram. Let me see something real quick.
Woo! Oh,
hey, look.
Put that pressure on you, Dingo.
I'm going to put it on there. No, I ain't scared. Mr. Dingo. D-N-G-O. So, Mr. D-N-G-O. Go ahead and look me up, mama.
All right, I'll do that.
So, now we're talking about how long until you can post somebody on social media.
Oh, no. That's not happening. Not at all. I actually lost relationships because of this. Because I am a firm believer in not posting. People be putting all that bad juju out there. They be wanting what you got. I don't like my business out there in the street. So I would like to keep my stuff under wraps. And then also, just in case something happens, I don't really got to worry about the whole taking down pictures and, hey, what happened and all the homies. Because, nah, I'm good.
So Dingo,
I like my stuff private. Yeah.
Say you reach out to Chris Kalen. She give you a shot. Y'all start dating 3-4 months in. Yeah. You ain't going to post it like, yeah, that's my bae?
No. No, yeah. No, not at all. Because I want it to actually work. Okay. So, you know, once we get, like, married, then I'm comfortable enough to post you. And then when we get the tattoos and all that, that's like 30 years down. That means I know you ain't going nowhere.
The tattoos. Not Jesus imagine Christ. Tattoos.
Hold on. That's a great point we ain't brought up. Chris, if you dating a guy and the guy wants to post you, do you let him? Because if you're not posting him, but he wants to post you, do you let him?
He can post me. That's fine. I mean, but I'm not posting you. If you want to post me, that's fine. But I just don't want you to feel away because I'm not going to post
you. It's like you got some criminal activity out there. You don't want to be on nobody. You don't want to be online. You're like a spy or something. Don't post me. I have no social security number, nothing.
Listen, no, he can post me because, I mean, you know, cool. But I'm not posting you.
Can he post you with the hashtag, like, bae, mine, wifey?
Jesus Christ.
Chris got holes. I'm sorry, Mom.
Jesus Christ. Troy.
She listened to my podcast. She shouldn't, though.
Troy.
What's up?
What's up, bro? We're talking about posting your girl. You post your girl? Talk to us.
So I'm actually getting ready to post her this week because I'm flying her out to Puerto Rico for her birthday. And we've been talking about this our whole relationship.
What, posting each other?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. You said flying her up from Puerto Rico. I know a lot of people do this. Like, she speaks English and you know her, right?
Yeah, I've been knowing her for 14 years.
Okay, all right, cool.
Wait, and she lives in Puerto Rico?
No, she lives here.
Oh, y'all flying out to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Oh, birthday trip.
Okay, all right. Cute. So you about to post her? She doesn't want you to post her?
Well, she was reluctant about it because my reputation in our city. But I done passed the sniff test, so she know I'm legit.
What, you got a reputation for being musty? But she smelled you and you don't stink?
No.
What you mean? What you talking about?
Are you community peeing?
I have, well, yeah.
No, I see.
Damn it.
See?
You trying to lie. You're talking about,
I was a whore.
You was a whore? How long y'all been together?
Huh?
How long y'all been together?
Since March.
Oh, that man ain't changed. I'm sorry, sir. You could be working on yourself, though. I'm sorry.
I mean, I got out of divorce, and I was single for over a year and a half, so I've healed.
Wait now. You're divorced?
Yeah.
And you've been single for a year, and how long were you married?
For 4 years.
Sir, I think you need to heal some more. Are you healing?
Every relationship is different, though.
Are you healing or are you hoeing?
I'm healed. Like, I have a good relationship with my ex. We co-parent. I don't care what she got going on. I don't stalk her Facebook, her Instagram.
I hear holing. I think he's holing. He's in between holing and healing. That's what I hear.
But have fun.
Sorry, Troy.
At the end of the day, I love her.
I don't believe you. I think you should let that woman trust her instincts. A woman's instincts are never really wrong. She don't want to be posted. She don't want to be posted.
You know why? She wants to trip, and the trip includes being posted, but she going to tell them to archive that picture later.
Damn it, man. Mona!
Archive that.
Good morning.
Hey, Mona. Now, you posting your boo, your bae on social media?
I am not. Not no more. I actually recently just went through this. Hi, Breakfast Club. First of all, good morning. I'm a big fan.
Good morning.
I'm so surprised I got through.
I feel like we're re-triggering some trauma inside.
I know, you heard her voice, right?
You hear me?
I am here for you, girl.
All right, so let me tell you guys. I dated a guy. We were just dating for a year. And then after a year, we called official. He posted me first, and that's why I felt like kind of obligated because I didn't want to not post him. And at that time, it was good. So, all right, I posted him. Now, we had a whole full-blown relationship. Y'all. I was going to say full-blown. We all over social media. Anybody here for us, they happy. All kind of good. If this man didn't cheat on me,
I don't know, your phone.
With his baby mother.
Damn.
He cheated on you with his baby mother?
Cheated on me with his baby mother, and I don't play no games.
That's
so
what I'm doing.
I know it was like embarrassing. I had to take all them pictures down, all them videos down, and it's a wrap.
Well, we'll say this. If you didn't post him, you probably would have never found out.
So that's your fault.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I would have found out anyway, but I really wish I didn't post him because I just feel like, dang, man, everybody, I'm not somebody who posts you. So it's like I really went out on a limb and, yeah.
You should have
doing that again.
You should have trusted your gut. You ruined your own relationship.
Damn it, man.
Well, he still had a baby she didn't know about. What do you mean?
She still wouldn't know.
And this is why you don't date baby daddies.
All right. Well, what's the moral of the story?
Don't post that, man.
Until you get a ring. I agree with Chris and everybody else calling up. Don't post that man until you get a ring. Until he makes a real commitment to you, don't make a real commitment to him. Because posting something, going Instagram official is a real commitment.
That is a real commitment. And everyone's going to know, like, when you're when you go out or something like that, they're going to be like, yeah, I saw your man. And that was always a thing. I saw your man. Nobody wants all that.
Jesus. All right. Well, when we come back, we got your rumor report. JT, she wilded out on somebody on social media. We'll get to it next, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action, and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.